The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day the Aldi way.
Stephen Byrne, tell us, you're not here to talk about lying about your age.
No, I'm not.
Because while you're here, this is great. I didn't know this about you, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a bit mad.
You have huge collections of memorabilia and sporting memorabilia and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, not loads of sport memorabilia, just kind of football programs. Okay. So you know the programs you get after a football match for
soccer.
Some reason. Yeah,
soccer. It's Thanksgiving Day today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soccer.
So what type of stuff do you have?
Loads. I have over 600 programs, which is a little bit crazy. I actually had to stop about 2 years ago and go, okay, I don't need any more of these, because I started collecting all the great ones, and then after that I just started collecting any I could get, just to, like, I guess, have this huge number of them to be able to say, oh yeah, I've got over 600.
And when you collect something like that, because I'm often curious, like, what do you do with all of them? Are you collecting them with a view to selling them in years to come, or are you going to display them somewhere? Is it one of those things that you go, when I get that deadly big house, I'm going to make a room with all this stuff? But, you know, is that the plan?
Not really at all. Like, I still, like, they're up in the attic in my parents' house in, like, boxes. My dad actually had to reinforce the
Did he collect
floor.
Them? Did you get it from him? Has he got stuff
no,
from, like...
No, not at all. No. I think, actually, I can probably trace it back to... he had an annual, a Roy the Rover annual. From
Loved
like
Roy the Rovers.
I think it was from the 80s or the 70s or something like that. And I just always had it there. And I just remember looking at him being like, this is really old. Yeah. This is really old.
Here's a question
old.
For people out there.
I would
there.
Love to get
Grace, just
like
see, or Emma, see you text this first. If you know this, Stephen, don't answer, okay? What was the name, what was the name of Roy the Rovers' team he played for? Go, somebody, 51552. Who did Roy the Rovers play for? Do you know that?
I have no idea.
Okay. Let's see
going,
right now. First texter.
Give them a prize?
I'll give them a prize. I'm going to give them this highlighter marker that's in my left hand.
I thought that was the banana.
Wow.
No,
they
can't have the banana. I need to eat that. No one yet? Okay. Anyway, Stephen. So, do you keep ticket stubs, like, for games
no,
or concerts or anything?
No, not tickets
at all. Just
the programs. And if I can, I'll get them signed. So, like, some of the best ones I have is 66 World Cup.
Oh, wow. How did you get that?
They just fall into my hands. Like, I've found them on Twitter. Like, I've been tweeted people.
Oh, so you actually go and
them.
Buy these? You
oh,
don't,
yeah.
These aren't just
eBay,
games you're at?
All that sort of stuff. The first three that I got were United's treble winning season, and I'm a Chelsea fan, so I don't even know why I got that.
Well, they never did the treble, so that's why you got that.
Yeah. Oh,
Melchester Rovers, Marcel in Galway. Yes, you did. Well done, Marcel. Marcel wins the highlighter marker in my left hand, and that's who Roy the Rovers played for. Melchester Rovers. For a bonus point, what colours did they wear?
Nikki, who did they play for?
Melchester Rovers. And they wore, do you know what
colour
they wore? You packing
fun. Put it there, baby, put it there.
Yeah, boy. Now hang on, watch this. Now talk. Now both of you talk. Go on. Anyways, you're joined, it's 11:30. It's the Nikki Byrne Show. Calvin Harris is up next, but we've got loads on the show today. If you want to get in touch, it was 51552.
Okay, tell us
that
about...
That actually really hurt.
Okay, so, so the collection, so you've got all of these, they're in your parents' attic at home.
Yeah, so it started when
are
I...
Are you planning on doing anything with them, though?
I think now that I kind of know that potentially a couple of them could be worth a bit of money, but like I said, I started with the treble one. I've actually been offered a bit of money for them from United fans before.
How much
before.
Are we talking about?
Not actually loads, like 500 quid for the three of them. I was kind of like, they'll be worth more. And one of them is signed by Roy Keane as well.
Away.
So I'm like, they're worth a little bit more.
Yeah.
We've got Italia 90 ones as well, which I think might hold
match
a
programs from Italia 90.
Match programs from Italia
90.
What game? The Ireland games?
From Romania, I think.
Yeah, the penalty shootout. Okay.
I've got, is 94, was 94 the when we,
US.
Beat, we played England?
No.
When did we play England?
Yeah, 1990.
1990, I've got that one as well.
And when you buy these online and you see something, how do you know when you're looking at something that it's legit? You know that it's the actual one, and that it's actually, well, even the program might be legit, but how do you know that it is signed by who it says it's signed by and it's not forged?
I went to buy one before, actually. I forget exactly. I think it was a Champions League final from, when was it? I think it was it Chelsea's Champions League final? It could have been, but I got an Everton versus Southampton program after buying
right,
it on
that's
eBay.
That's not what I wanted.
Which arrived at it. Yeah, it cost me about 50 quid, so I was kind of like,
raging.
Come on.
Sometimes there are some places that are selling this stuff that the signatures aren't real. I remember seen some Westlife stuff, and it wasn't us.
Oh, I've definitely forged a few signatures, been like, oh yeah, I'm interviewing that person, I'll get you anything, and didn't want to ask them, so I just signed
like,
it and
go,
gave it to my mate.
That's from Michael Bolton.
There you go.
So tell us anyway, we're talking like serious money here, because a dress worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz as the character Dorothy was sold for $1.46 million in New York recently.
It's absolutely crazy.
That's just insane. What else have we got here? The Marilyn Kerry Rose lion one. Costume worn in the movie by actor Burt Lahr, I think it is, or Lair, sold for $3.1. This is like insane money.
John Lennon's previously lost acoustic Gibson guitar sold for $2.41 million this year. And Kurt Cobain wore a green, light green cardigan in Nirvana's MTV Unplugged. I remember watching that.
Yeah.
In New York, in that performance, that has sold at auction in California for $140,000.
Do you understand that? Do you understand, I guess, the affiliation people have with those items?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I understand the program thing. I mean, I used to collect programs myself, but things like this, like that Marilyn Monroe dress that sold for $5.6 million, that, you know, in 10 years time, that's never going to lose money.
Exactly.
It's only going to go up.
Yeah.
So if you do manage to pull something like, you know, a car from a Bond movie, like if you have the actual DeLorean that was in Back to the Future, or one of three they used or whatever they used,
yeah,
it's always going to be worth money. Something like that, I think, if you have the money, it's an investment.
And they do rise up. When I was over in America earlier on the year, I went to the Warner Prop House, and it's literally just like an acre full of props from every single movie you can think of. You walk in and you're like, oh my God, it's the Matrix chair. Oh my God, it's like,
it must be amazing to see that.
It's crazy. It's like actually when movies finish, everything just gets sucked into this little room and then everything just surrounds you. Even the sorting hat from Harry Potter, all that sort of stuff is just around. And there's stuff that can actually be rented out to use in other films, but also they can be bought. And I remember asking him how much would this cost, and he was like, oh, sorting hat from Harry Potter, probably like $500,000. That's crazy. But you can actually imagine that people will actually go and buy those things, because one, they'll go up, but also you have to, I guess, consider them in some ways like art, because art is something that people will buy. They're subjective in terms of the value.
It is kind of like a painting. But what I wondered about, and I totally understand, we were talking about this morning about buying something and it's an investment because it will only go up, but the likes of Marilyn Monroe's dress from Subway here, from the 1955 movie.
Not the sandwich shop.
Needed Subway, or Subway dress from the 1955 movie, The 7 Year Itch. $5.6 million.
It's a lot of money.
I mean, it's hard to see how that could go much higher, but maybe it could. Like, you know what I mean? It just seems insane to me.
It will, though. It will in 10 years' time, in 20 years' time. It's like we said we were talking this morning. I said, like, a pack of crisps in 20 years' time probably be about 40 quid. But that dress will be about 10 million quid or 15 million
what?
Quid or something.
For a pack of crisps be 40 quid?
We exaggerated the slightest thing.
The world according to Nicky Bourne. Is that a book?
John Lennon's handwritten lyrics to the epic Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Closer, A Day in the Life, sold at auction for $1.2 million in 2010.
That's a lot of money. And when you look at the sports stuff as well, then, you know, the 1966 World Cup shirt that Jeff Hurst wore was $2.3 million. So I'm hoping the program, if I can get it signed by, like, I don't know, who's still alive?
From 66?
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby Charlton.
Bobby?
Yeah. I think it's Jeff Hurst. I think he's still alive as well.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. What else? George Best, 1968 European Cup winners medal sold for £156,000 in 2010. So I wonder what the ones are from today that would go down, you know, that you could get pick up
from
for little or nothing
in
20 years time or 30 years time, people are going, have you got that?
I think you're looking at the Harry Potter stuff, you're looking at Hunger Games, you're looking at Lord of the Rings as well, in terms of those big series. But then I guess,
but see, things are mass produced now, unlike what they were, or they weren't, years ago. So nowadays there's a lot less of limited edition. Like if you were to get a signed jersey by Lionel Messi, in 50 years time or 20 years time, there's going to be thousands of people who have that. I'm not sure there's thousands of people who have a Pelé jersey worn in the 1970 World Cup final, you know?
Yeah, things like that. I mean, there's actually, please feel free to text us in with some of your collections. We've got a few in already. Someone said, I have a fully signed 1967 Celtic European Cup final programme. Got all the signatures myself.
How much?
The last one on the centre circle on the very ground in Lisbon.
Wow.
Where they won the big cup. That's Jim and Monaghan.
Wow.
You wanted, do you?
Yeah.
Look at you, just live.
That is unique. Someone else goes, hi guys, I have a Manchester United programme signed by Lou Macari and Sir Bobby Charlton, and no amount of money will ever buy that.
God, there's very little now I wouldn't sell for money.
Really?
Yeah. To be honest, I'm just being honest.
Would you sell your gig on this radio? On your spot on that chair?
But if it was double what I'm on, then yeah.
If anybody wants it for 20 quid, that's there you go.
Well, now they know my price.
Is there anything you'd love still to get football-wise, or anything that you don't have? I finished the 1986 Mexico 86 sticker album when I was a kid. Now I don't have any more. But I looked at them recently on eBay. You can pick them up for, I think they were, I don't know, a couple hundred quid or whatever. But someone texted in, I have a Danny Dyer
Barney,
book.
Barney, look, it's Barney again.
Barney from RD. He texts in, I have a Danny Dyer book signed by Nicky and Jenny. How much is it worth?
To be honest, you, some things you just can't put a price on.
It's priceless. <not even happen. laughs>
But yeah, some of the old sticker albums from the World Cup.
Yeah, well, I actually have a couple. I collected all the sticker albums from, I'd say, 95 all the way up
did
to 2002.
Did you do? I actually have
all
the
way through.
I have the Italy 90 one.
Really?
Yeah.
Italian 90.
So again, how much?
The only thing is I was missing a couple of stickers. Like, not many.
That's not
so you drew
count.
Them in?
No, can't get them now.
They're blank. But I have it in the binder. I have all the pages, all the everything.
Wow.
How much?
It's not full.
No, it's not full.
Yeah, it's not worth
it. Forget about it.
Made me an offer.
Nothing.
Fine then. Fine.
Back in 86 when we were the World Cup was on, I remember having loads of swaps because I was looking for one to finish it and I brought them all into school and I went out to yard, came back in, all the swaps were gone. Like, I mean, that size piles.
Wow.
All the swaps
my
were
parents
gone, they took them.
Went bananas. Went into the school. Yeah, someone nicked me swaps. So if anybody
did they take
knows
your
where they are.
Did they take 1996. A Tony Cascarino?
No, he wasn't. He didn't play in 86, Jenny. Anyway, Stephen, what's coming up on anything for you soon? Are you going back to London to interview any superstars soon?
Well, like I said, I was with the Star Wars cast last week. We've got, what's coming up? Stuff at Room and yeah, a couple of loads of stuff coming up before Christmas anyway, loads of movie stuff, but all on TubeTube, 5:30 to 7.
Well, we'd like more people to send us in their weird collections.
Yeah, because well, I'm sure there's some weird
some of the text people have. They've got great stuff. I have the football Morris the football that Morris Fitzgerald famously swerved over the bar against Dublin in Thursday in 2001, priceless. Obviously he caught that and didn't give it back. Someone else says I have the Princess Diana Beanie Baby and they've been sold on
that?
eBay for thousands. Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
I'd also actually want that. Weirdly enough, when I was like 7 years old, I was obsessed with Princess Diana.
I always, when I think of Princess, I mean this in a, I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but I remember Deirdre O'Kane always had a great line in one of her sketches about Westlife. And she said, any band trying to look like Princess Diana is going to end in tears. And I meant to say it to her the day
I
she
used
was
to
in.
Say that to Keane and Brian all the time. About the someone else says, I have the Matthias Sammers jersey from the final of Euro 96 when Germany beat the Czech Republic. How do you get that? That's probably worth a few.
Now, I want to know as well, because, you know, your parents might be listening. Are you planning on taking this collection out of the house at any stage? Because I find the thing when you move out, right, and I did the same. I remember my dad said, are you going to leave all this crap here? And I said, I don't want to throw it out.
That's a limited edition. Too unlimited,
really,
Dad. What are you talking about?
I should keep that. There's a drum kit and everything up my parents' attic.
Oh, I think that's the least of their worries. Like, back in their place, they've got, like, literally absolutely every single paper from my leaving cert, from my junior cert. I just hoarded and hoarded and hoarded everything.
So they've got... They're not making you take it, no.
Kip. There's no room. There's no room in my place. Yeah. I mean, I would... Don't give me that
face. You better hope that your parents don't up and move sticks like mine did 2 years ago. And my dad dropped boxes of all of this inverted commas.
Well, I'm sort of afraid that they did move them somewhere because I texted them last night to be to say basically I might pop over in the morning and grab a few programs. And my dad was like, we don't know where they're... I'll go upstairs and...
Oh,
I was like, what?
So basically,
if they're listening to this right now, they're cringing at the thought of you thinking that those programs are still alive and well.
Well, they've got to be alive and well. They couldn't have. Maybe
have they
went through
any,
them and went.
They haven't extended
nothing,
the house rating recently, have they? They haven't built an extension or anything expensive or in a fancy holiday that you wonder where they got the money
no
from.
No word of a lie. Within like 3 days of me moving out, my room was.
A gym.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a snooker room within 3 days.
Well, now we know how they played for the table. To sell the programs.
I have all the Westlife tour clothes. Maybe you tried them on, Jenny. I have all the concert outfits if anybody wants to have them.
They're now worth more because I wore them as well. So some of my sweat is on them too.
Jenny, if you ever open up a bar or restaurant, you can put them in a glass case. There you go.
Too kind to me.
Stephen, thanks very much for coming
in. Thank you, Stephen.
Oh, no, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure, never a chore.